If you believe God for a miracle, and you know we can do the impossible, shout yeah.
You're listening to the Climbing Higher radio broadcast with Bishop Eric A. Lambert Jr. of Bethel Deliverance International Church, a place where miracles still happen.
Jesus, think about it. Sarah has passed ovulation. If you're menopausal and you've gone a whole year without a cycle, you ain't never getting pregnant. You're just done. It's done. Your estrogen is very, very low, and you just don't even feel like hanky-panky. It's just not even there. But the Bible tried to make it real nice and say, you know, the time of being a woman was past. She didn't need any more feminine products. She didn't need them no more. She was done. For over a year, she was finished. And she knew it. So when the Lord came to her and said, you're going to have a child, she said, how are we going to do this? She said, seeing that I'm past that time. And then she said, and my Lord Abraham, he can't have no pleasure. But Abraham was done. Sarah was done. And what does the Lord do? Watch him now. He takes his name from Abram to Abraham. The first thing God does is change the name. Why? He wants you to live up to your name. See, even in that, the devil has deceived us. We call our children names that don't mean anything. When they're 2 and 3, it sounds good to say, my name is something. I ain't going to say it because somebody might have named their child. They have to call you by your name. But they got to grow up and become adults with those names. Amen. But in God's economy, the name meant something, and Abraham meant father of many nations, and he didn't even have a child. He even told God, he said, all I got is Eliezer, my steward. God said, nope, he ain't getting the money, and we ain't going to have no situation like the Brown family. Ain't nobody fighting over the will over here. You're going to have an heir. So God takes a man who is physically incapable and a woman who has no more eggs, and brings them together on a promise. Watch this. He only needed one. All she needed was one egg. You see, so I learned that from that passage, there's always one more egg. It's the one waiting to be energized by the Lord. So when the devil tells you you're finished, no more blessings coming your way, you say, devil, you a liar. I got one more egg. All I'm waiting for now is a promise from God. When the devil tells you you are never getting out of this dilemma, you're always going to be broke, say, devil, I thank you for that. Now, I know some of you are saying, Pastor, why would you tell the devil thank you? Because Jesus said he's a liar. And since he's a liar, he just told you you were getting it. Because if you weren't getting it, then he wouldn't have to tell you. But because he knows the heart of God, he knows Jeremiah 29, when he comes to you and tell you you're going to die, you say, devil, thank you. Now I know I'm going to live. Because you're a liar. You're a liar. You're a liar. Can't bring me nothing but a lie. Hallelujah. The devil going to look at you and say, you lost your mind. Said, I sure have. Let this mind be in me, which was in Christ Jesus. So every time you tell me I'm nothing, I know I'm something. Every time you tell me I'm going to lose, I know I've already won. Lord, help me. You wouldn't tell me that I'm going to lose if you hadn't saw me as a winner. Woo-wee. Somebody ought to give God thanks. The devil would not attack what God hasn't already blessed. How does God speak? God speaks and it's already done. Do you understand? Why? Because God is over here. What section is this? This is the kingdom. This is the kingdom. Where are you? You're on earth. Your job is to bring both together. All right. So God is over here sending out decrees, proclamations, and commands. You're over here trying to make them applicable to your life. The thing that he gives to us to bring what's over there over here is speech. And so while we're here, we're to say what we hear. Watch this. This is going to bless you. This is going to bless you. Many conveniences that we have today have been detrimental. Air conditioning is detrimental. I wouldn't say you shouldn't have it, but here's why. because it makes you shut yourself away and you don't communicate and deal with people. In the old days, you used to sit out on the steps. You would talk to people. You got to know the burdens of your neighbors. Now when you come home, you shut the doors, the windows, flip that switch, and you're like, I don't care what they're going through. Look, it's hot outside. Same way with the cars. You can't even hear the noise of the streets. 2 weeks ago, I got in my car. I was driving to go someplace, and I'm sitting in my car, and I always put my windows up, and I put on my tapes, and I play. I have a one that's just the Word of God, and I put it on, and I'm driving down the street, and the Holy Spirit says, roll your window down. And I said, absolutely not. This ain't a neighborhood to do that. But then I rolled it down because I try to do what God tells me. And I rolled the window down, and when I made the turn, I heard... Now, if I had my window up and going where I was going to go, I would have gotten a flat on the expressway. But because my window was down, I was able to hear the air escaping. And so I was able to turn around and go to a place where they could put the temporary spare on until I could get the tire fixed. I said, Lord, I thank you that the Holy Spirit cared enough to tell me to put the window down. Are you hearing me? So sometimes we close our windows with theological prejudice. We close our windows with personal expressions. We close our windows because of past experiences. And we don't let God bring in any new revelation or any new illumination. So we hold on to what was old, even though what was old was for that time. Let me tell you something else that's killing us. Caller ID. I know most of you love it, but it's destroying us. I'll tell you why. Because you ever see a number come up and you say, I ain't answering it, and you don't answer it? How do you know that's not a relative calling to tell you that you just received a $20,000 inheritance? Just because you don't recognize the number. You've been praying and asking God to bless you, but just because you don't recognize the number, how do you know what it is? Caller ID isn't always a blessing. Just pick up the phone. We ask God to do the miraculous, but then we stop him. You won't let him do it because of conveniences. Holy Spirit says, I'm the Lord that healeth thee. You go right on the internet, but I have all these symptoms. Why won't you go to the Word of God and feed your spirit man the Word of God so that you can stand on that instead of what they're saying? The Lord even said to me one day, about 3 or 4 months ago, when I was wrestling with him about some things, and he said, if I can keep you off that internet, you'll be all right. So I stopped going on it to find out stuff. I started going to the Word of God. If something didn't feel right, I just go to the Word of God. What good is it going to do me to go on the internet? Well, you got to find out what's wrong. Why? That's why you got a doctor. What are you going to do? Go and tell that doc, I got pains in my lower GI quadrant, and they tend to move whenever I shift to the left. Well, then don't shift to the left. You see, here's what happens. Our minds get flooded, and it affects our speech. Here, I was trying to bring him something simple. He's still thinking that it's something deadly. Why? Because his socialization, his mental acuity, his cognizant skills are all pointing to the negative. Why is that? Because the heart is desperately wicked, and we believe the negative. But when you say the Word of God, it shifts and reshapes your concepts. So what started out as negative has now been reshaped by the Word of God. And so you drop off what we like to call generational curses. So I'm no longer the bum of my generation. I'm no longer the person to carry out the sins and the curses of my family. It all stopped at the cross. I am going to be successful, and I am going to be victorious, and I will graduate high school, and I will get my college degree, and I will get 4.0. Why? Because I said it. And the Bible says you've got to learn to say things like God does. He speaks of future events with as much certainty as though they've already taken place. All right, now watch this. That's the second thing. The first thing was you've got to learn to get your speech together. The second thing, the devil's a liar. I don't want you to ever forget that. The devil's a liar. What is the devil? Okay, he's a liar. He's a liar. And anything he says is contrary to God. Now watch this. In 2 Corinthians chapter 11, it says, verse 9, And when I was present with you and wanted, I was chargeable to no man, for that which was lacking to me, the brethren, came from Macedonia, they supplied it. And in all things, I've kept myself from being burdensome unto you, and so I'll continue to do it. This is a powerful statement for preachers not to bleed the people. He says, as the truth of Christ is in me, no man shall stop me of this boasting in the regions of Achaia. He said, wherefore, because I love you not, God knows. He said, but I do this so that I can cut off occasion from them which desire occasion, that wherein they glory, they may be found even as we are. So let me read it to you in a different translation. He says in verse 9 of chapter 11, 2 Corinthians, so that I could serve you without cost. And when that was gone and I was getting hungry, I still didn't ask you for anything. For the Christians from Macedonia brought me another gift. I have never yet asked you for 1 cent, and I never will. I promise this with every ounce of truth I possess, verse 10, that I will tell everyone in Greece about it. Why? Because I don't love you? God knows that I do. But I will do it to cut out the ground from under the feet of those who boast that they are doing God's work in just the same way we are. What is he saying? There are people who always want to be paid. Amen. Church work is not secular work. You are not going to get the same money in church work that you get in secular work. If you can't live by what you get in church work, then leave, because it is unfair and unreasonable to expect the church to pay you what they pay in the world. It's a whole different mindset. But Paul is saying there are people who come in and they want the work to do this to take care of them. And so we run into this in every area, not just preachers, but sometimes staff workers. They set their salary, oh, the church ought to do this. But the church needs funds to do ministry, not to build someone's personal bank account. And any man or woman of God in pastoral leadership has to give up that desire to be a millionaire on the back of the people, because it's not of God. Now watch what he says. He says in verse 13, God never sent these men at all. They are phonies who have fooled you into thinking they're Christ's apostles. He says, yet I'm not surprised, because Satan himself is changed into an angel of light. So it is no wonder that his servants can do it too and seem like godly ministers. In the end, they will get every bit of punishment their wicked deeds deserve. Satan can change himself into an angel of light. That means many times people see what they think is God and it's the devil, and he's a liar. If the things that you're hearing cause division, slander, destruction of someone's character, it's not from God.
For a copy of the message you just heard in its entirety, call 215-885-2585. And when ordering, request ID number
08115A.
Today's message is available on CD for $9 and DVD for $16. The Climbing Higher TV broadcast can be seen on WBPH TV 60, Monday through Friday at 7:30 a.m. To attend Bethel Sunday services, join us at 2929 West Sheltenham Avenue at 7:30 a.m., 11:30 a.m., and 6 p.m., with prayer and Bible study being held every Wednesday beginning at 7 p.m. For more information, visit us on the web at www.betheldeliverance.org. Thank you for tuning in to the Climbing Higher broadcast with Bishop Eric A. Lambert, Jr. of Bethel Deliverance International Church, a place where miracles still happen.
Exciting news. Bethel has gone prime time. Bethel's broadcast schedule now includes WTVE Channel 51 Sunday evenings at 9 p.m. Our regular broadcast will continue on WPPH Channel 50s on Sunday evenings at 7:30 p.m. and Monday through Friday, 7:30 a.m. Tune in to get a word from the Lord.